And to bars and to role playing.
Yeah.
And,
like, do you think in political terms? Like, do you think of a political analysis of what role playing does to people, or?
I don't know if I think of it politically. I think of how it fails, and I don't like to be. I don't like people to assume that because I have long hair that I'm going to be femme or something, that I'm going to be the person who's going to be fucked. Or I just don't want to be in a situation where I'm immediately classified into any way, because I'm ever changing from minute to minute, and I like to do different things, and even the things that I like to do, I don't think should classify. Like, I like to cook, all right, and I like to clean, but that doesn't mean that I have a housewife mentality.
Yeah, one of your lines is,
and that I'm going to respond that way in bed and just lay there.
You talk about pretending to be someone's wife.
The actual experience that prompted me to write that was, there were a couple experiences. One of a friend of mine who I met one night on the street, and who was telling me about a sugar daddy he had for a year, and I was just absolutely flipped out, because I'd never spoken to, I heard those kind of things existed, but I'd never met someone, slept with someone, had a relationship with someone who'd been through that. And it was like a halfway out of the closet kind of thing, where he was used for show, and he didn't really have to sleep with the man, and he was just like a figure piece, and he lived with this man for a year. The man paid for everything, and all Clark had to do was look pretty, and that flipped me out, because it just didn't help him, come out at all.
Yeah.
If anything, it scared him a whole lot. And then it was another experience, and that was the first time that I was picked up, and I was on Christopher Street, and I decided tonight would be the night, you know, I was gonna go out and get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it was by this a Levi guy, and we made it, and he assumed all these things, assumed that it was all right for him to fuck me without asking me, which I resented.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started talking all this weirdness about, saying things while we were making it, you know, graphically telling what he was going to do to me, and telling me he was going to rape me, and stuff like this, and it was just a really bad experience, and in a fury the next morning I wrote that.
Yeah. Let me read the lines that sort of refer to that. But candy's all you get from a stranger, and I don't want to go down on my knees and elbows and not have you do the same, because you're trying to pretend that you're not like all your brothers who you feel are insane. Do you think that, I mean...
Well, what happened, that line is very specific, too.
Does this man, feel that he isn't gay at all?
The night we were talking, he took us to this place called the Wine Cellar, and we were sitting around drinking, and he says, you know, I can't stand these people who walk down the street with their buttons on. He said, how can you walk down the street and say that you're gay? He says, and they hold their hands in public. He says, they're faggots, you know? He says...
But what are you...
really? You know? What is this man, and what is he doing? And, you know... And even though that was happening to me, then I still went home with him. I don't know why. I guess I know why.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Right. I think we all know why.
He was strange, but his whole trip was that he didn't want to be associated with what he called, you know, pansies, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Effeminate gay men.
Yeah.
Or just up front gay
yeah. People. Yeah.
Mm.
wanna waste my life this life. Lying on the rocks with a thousand of lovers, for pretending to be your wife. Well, mama said, don't go out in the street at night. I don't want my son to be in danger, no. Well, you know that I think that my mama was right. You shouldn't take candy from a stranger. And I don't want no hit and run crews. I don't wanna waste my days these days trying to catch every eye on the corner. There must be a better way, but you see. Hey, what's your name? Can I buy a beer? And it's the same old danger. So it's my place tonight and I'd like it to stay to talk. But candy's all you get from a stranger. And I don't want to go down on my knees and hell. You're trying to pretend that you're not like all your brothers. Well, you feel all insane and you say, hey, come on and roll over. I dig it that way. My mama never said, you're a fool to give candy to a stranger.